Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, January 8th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Most highways are listed as bare or partly snow-covered in Grey Bruce. Visibility is mainly good, though it can be fair in the southern part of the region and in the eastern parts. Snow squall warnings are still in place for northern Grey and southern Bruce, but they are expected to end sometime this afternoon or evening. More than $190,000 has been lost by victims in Bruce County to cryptocurrency scams in the past few months. That's from South Bruce OPP, who have received several reports of people falling victim to scams after seeing deceptive ads on social media. Police are urging caution around these types of investments, advising you to do research into firms before sending any money. Meanwhile, Grey Bruce OPP are reminding all snowmobile owners to check out their trail status before heading out. You can find that at the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs website by selecting District 9, which includes Grey Bruce. OPP say if you ride on a closed trail, you could face fines. They add if you're going to ride on the trails, please make sure your vehicle is properly licensed and insured and you have a trail permit. Meaford is looking for residents to sit on a few of its advisory committees. The municipality says spots are open to help guide Meaford's growth while addressing ways to fuel change. There are vacancies in the heritage, infrastructure, and strengthening community committees. The municipality will be accepting applications until January 24th. Grey Bruce Farmers Week opened today with Beef Day at the Elmwood Community Centre. Among those on hand was Mike Menzie, the Senior District Director for Farm Credit Canada. He says they're enthused about the year ahead for beef and agriculture as a whole.
Our outlook is very positive. We're looking to do a few things to help younger producers get into the industry as well, too, and different sectors that may be a little tougher to get into, finding ways how we can help them to get into the industry, which has been good for so long.
Grey Bruce Farmers Week continues at Elmwood through January 14th. And the New Year's Day polar bear dip in Southampton, which saw a big crowd of people take a chilly plunge into Lake Huron, raised $4,500 in cash donations and 750 pounds of food donations. They'll go to support the local Salvation Army and food bank. Owen Sound's leaf and yard waste compost site will close for the season next week. City officials say the last day of operation until the spring will be Monday, January 13th. It closes that day at 5 p.m. and won't reopen until April. The yard waste site is open to residents of Owen Sound, Georgian Bluffs, and Meaford. Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc says he will not run for Liberal leadership. The Federal Liberal Caucus got together earlier today on Parliament Hill following Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's resignation announcement. LeBlanc says Canada is at a critical juncture in its relationship with its most important ally and trading partner, the United States. He spoke to reporters before the meeting saying he's touched. Caucus colleagues encouraged him to seek the leadership. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 121 points to 25,051. The Dow Jones is up 106 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.6 U.S. cents, down 0.04 of a cent, and the price of oil is $73.35, down 90 cents a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack have traded their captain, defenseman Connor Smith, to the Brampton Steelheads in exchange for 7 draft picks, including 2 second-round selections. Smith was widely expected to be moved by the Attack ahead of tomorrow's overage player deadline. Tonight, Owen Sound is set to take on another contender in the Eastern Conference. The Barrie Colts are in town. That's underway at 7 at the Bayshore. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Kincardine Bulldogs play on the road against the Mitchell Hawks. 4 games in the NHL, 2 Canadian teams in action. The Vancouver Canucks visit the Washington Capitals, and Calgary is in LA. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs play on the road against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Leafs have won 5 in a row. The Professional Women's Hockey League Takeover Tour continues with a pair of games tonight, including Toronto against Montreal. And in the NBA, the Raptors face the New York Knicks. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Snow squall warnings are still in place for northern Grey and southern Bruce, but they are expected to end this afternoon or evening. Flurries tonight, about 10 centimeters near Georgian Bay. The wind becoming light, minus 13, the wind chill minus 19. A chance of flurries to start Thursday, then sunny in the afternoon. A high of -8, the wind chill -12. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.